Welcome back to the Two Guys Named Chris Show. I am BB Shea, and apology sitting right here.
What's going on?
Well, he's got the Friday wrap in here, and I would have teased it a moment ago.
But you spent the last 10 minutes slagging him.
So I did slag you, man. I watched. Well, when he walked in, I was like, what the hell are you doing?
Oh, he's going to say something about those reviews. Oh, no.
We don't need you for 20 minutes. You come in when I tell you.
I forgot it was Friday. Sorry.
Yeah.
Your hot dog reviews are mesmerizing.
Thank you.
I just saw another one.
It's not what you called them.
Okay.
You were using words like disgusting, foul, repulsive.
I don't know. Repulsive. I cannot look away. And this was an older one because you had fuller beard. Mm. And I might say, too, you look thinner now.
Thank you.
You do. I don't know when this one was done. You only gave the hot dog like a 7.2, which is, I've seen you give nines, you know, nine something. But when you were eating it, as you were talking, I saw like all the chili and mustard and stuff glaze across your gum line.
It's a weird situation because I try to swallow before I start talking, but sometimes I just get so excited.
Yeah.
I got to get this information out as quick as possible.
Yes, you do. It's
tough. When you go to these establishments and to get your hot dogs, BB Shea, do you take a toothpick from the cash register today?
No. A lot of these places don't have nice things like that.
Like toothpicks?
Nice toothpicks or mints.
There's something about, I don't know what it is about, I don't know if you guys ever noticed this, but I find it mesmerizing. I can't look away when I see a woman grab a toothpick.
You like that.
There's something about a woman who grab a toothpick
before
she gets to the car.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm so used to seeing dudes
do it.
Yeah,
of course.
But when you see a woman do it, it's just different.
She hits you with a closed fist.
Yeah, she's not a slapper.
She's a different breed.
I like that area, like at fish camps where you have mints and toothpicks and all that kind of stuff. I think that's cool.
The Lions Club has their little dime thing.
I like all that kind of stuff. And then BB Shea said something. Again, it was like when you told me how bad my fantasy football team was. A month ago after our draft, he said, your fantasy football team is, and it just hung me. And I was waiting for the compliment. Awful. And so far, he's been right.
Oh, yeah?
I'm three and four. But a moment ago, he said he was studying for his rap. And he said, you all played a Christmas song from Cher yesterday, just a piece of it. And it
I gotta tell you
is, and then you said
it's the best Christmas song ever made.
Yeah.
Do you Christmas song? I wanna be dancing.
This is the best part right here.
It's cold outside, but it's warm in here, and that's the only thing I want this year. DJ,
she just made that like 2 years ago.
That's amazing.
Does she know? Was she even present?
I agree with you. I don't listen to Christmas songs early, but this one, I'll make an exception.
I was in the car rocking out to this thing yesterday. It's almost as good as that one Christmas song where like they think the dad dies, but he doesn't die.
Yeah, I know what you're talking
It's
about.
Almost as good as that
out
one.
The truck, on the icy roads. That's a great one, too.
That's not Shoes, is it?
No, it's not Shoes. No. That's a country song where it's like daddy's out driving the 18-wheeler and they're waiting by the phone. It's like, oh, wait a minute. He did make it. Yes, they thought like, first it's like, oh, man, the ice storm has claimed a lot of lives and they think he must be dead, but he shows up at the end of the pool. Mm-hmm. Cher's is more joyful.
Oh, so fun.
You know? That's the only thing I want this year. DJ, play a Christmas song.
I never thought I'd say this, but Myrtle Beach Doug, if you're listening, I need some Slipknot.
I thought you were going to say, let's start the rap. Yeah. I never thought I'd say this, but let's get to the rap.
Just wrap this up?
Let's just do it. Okay.
Yeah, I don't know what's more surprising this week, the fact that BB Shea likes that song or Myrtle Beach Doug keeps sending us Slipknot songs with the header to my fellow fans. Which, I sort of know them.
Yeah, Slipknot.
But to call you two, I was like, I don't think either of these two are in here rocking out to Slipknot.
Why did Slipknot come out? They were in the news.
They were one of the questions last week on the Put Up or Shut Up quiz. They had an album named after a state that begins with the letter I, which was Iowa, which you got correct. I said, with apologies to Myrtle Beach Doug, we are not playing Slipknot.
That's right.
And so he just Slipknot bombed
us. He's been inundating us with Slipknot. Are you a Slipknot fan?
Not really, no. Too hard for me.
Yeah.
BB Shea said he's particularly proud of this rap today. All right. Not to put any pressure on you, but you thought you like where the rap is going today. He wraps up the entire week at the end of a Friday program. Are you ready, sir?
Let's do it.
Let's drop the beat for BB Shay.
All right. Yeah. So just when I thought that I had died and gone to heaven, everybody's talking about a 6 and a 7. Let me take a second to discuss this crap. Let's see how many times I can put this in the rap. Yeah, I know that doing this is going to question my validity, but I'm not the only one who can perpetuate stupidity. A lot of people ask how and when the show became this. Don't ask me. All the signs point to lame Chris. Speaking of the lame, I think this dog should learn a lesson. When it comes to eating socks, he's probably eating 6 or 7. The dog can't hear because Kelly's head is in the heavens. The man is so tall he stands around 6'7". Steady playing pickleball with Soda Pop Devin. For how many hours? Around 6 or 7. Biggie's getting lost in a brand new game. All the 6 and 7 year olds, they're all putting him to shame. Calling him a battle dad, sniping him from towers. But he plays every night for like 6 or 7 hours. When he's not in battle, he's in bed watching movies. Freeze framing clips filled with Barbara Crampton's boobies. How were the boobies, Biggs? What was your impression? If he had to rate him, he'd give him a 6 or a 7. Biggie's been here a month, no misses or delays. We gotta get that streak around 67 days. We talked about the lame Chris, now on to the sane Chris. The smartest and the funniest of two guys named Chris. I've got a question, Tim, let me proceed with discretion. How old are you really? Don't respond with aggression. If I was asked when you were born and know that I'm guessing 6 or 7 years before 1967. It's finally the weekend, consider this a warning. The guys will be back Monday around 6 or 7 in the morning.
Oh my God!
Brilliant.
That is your best rap of all time.
Oh, thank you.
You just did that. My God.
I'm spent.
That was great.
That's work.
That was work.